As I was shaving in front of the bathroom mirror, I couldn't help but notice the huge scar on my stomach. It reminded me that it has been 12 years since I had surgery for colon cancer. 2 feet of colon removed, and cancer-free for over a decade, and the ugly scar to prove it. You know, we all have scars, some visible, some invisible. Some are physical scars, they're hidden by clothing. Some are visible and can't be covered. When I see scars, I see stories. A scar means you've survived, and every scar tells a story. But what about those scars we can't see? Deep emotional scars are harder to heal. The loss of a loved one, physical or verbal abuse, bullying, and divorce, abandonment. Losing a job or a home, those are scars too. These scars are scars of survival that make us stronger and are proof that God heals. Cahil Gibran said, "Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars." You know, there's beauty in your scars. Scars build strength, cultivate courage, deepen our compassion for others, and make us happy to be alive. Our scars help us in other ways, too. First, our scars draw us closer to Jesus. For me, my cancer surgery and survival was like a rebirth. The soft focus of life was replaced with a sharper, clearer vision and appreciation for life. My scars reordered my priorities in faith, family, friends, and serving others. Secondly, they remind us of the healing power of God. In my prayer, I realized that the hurt was over, the cancer was gone, the wound was healed, and that God had humbled me with His amazing grace. Third, our scars keep us from hurting others. When we realize that everyone has scars, we become more sensitive to the people we meet. Everyone has a story to tell. The suffering and courage that some people have endured is encouragement for us and increases our sensitivity to the scars we cannot see. And fourth, our scars remind us of our purpose. We are called to help others, and when we have suffered, we become better equipped to help others. We can turn our scars into stars and give encouragement to others that we have survived and they can too. Fulton J. Sheen said, "Show me your hands. Do they have the scars from giving? Show me your feet. Are they wounded in service? Show me your heart. Have you left a place for divine love?" Be kind to the people you meet. You never know what they've been through. You don't know what scars they've received from what they've endured. 12 years and cancer-free, and I wouldn't change a thing. I am so grateful for what I have learned these past 12 years. Yes, we all have scars. Scars that make us stronger, more courageous, and deepen our compassion for others. If you have no scars, you haven't really lived. Scars make us beautiful because they mean that we're alive. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. And thank you for my scars. This is Tony Agnese.